Blog Talk Radio.
Many times in our life, when we do all we can to do what's right, we have to lay awake and cry all night long, but the Lord will help us win the fight.
It really don't make no difference to me, no.
He'll say yes, no, or maybe. Or sometimes you wait. Oh, hallelujah. Mm. But I'm glad about it. It tells us in the Bible, but that they that wait upon the Lord, they shall renew their strength. Oh, praise the Lord. So yeah. If God tells you to wait, you can count on that. You can bank on that. There's strength in that if he just tells you to wait. If he even tells you no, be glad that he's listening. He's listening still, because one thing about it, he has our best interest in mind. He knows what's around the corner.
Every time.
And if he tells us no, it's for our good. Hallelujah. It's for our good. So we just trust him. We just believe in him. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Yes, Lord. We thank God. I thank for that song, Reverend. God is still in charge. No matter how dim it looks, he's still in charge of our life. And nobody can pluck you out of his hand. You don't have to worry about anybody coming in.
Come
unless
on.
You God gives us a free will. Now we can walk away. We can walk away or in our ways can have us removed, see. because
that's
our ways, actions, they speak louder than words. You know, you can tell someone you love them all day, but if you never obey them, you can tell that significant other, I love you. But if you don't live like you're trying to please them, if you don't live, you don't do nothing they say, it's hard for them to believe that you love them. But we tell God that we love him, and we try to show him by being obedience and sacrifice. Oh, praise the Lord. Sacrifice for the things that we want. Hallelujah. Move them things to the side and then try to concentrate on what God wants. Don't worry about God being on your side. You try to, because sometimes our side is the wrong side, but if we just be on God's side. Yes, sir. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We thank you. Before we get into this, Reb, you got anything, Reb?
Just want to give our condolences out for Brother Joe, man. You know, his wife. You know, she lost her mother. You know, I'm telling you, man. You know, sometimes when the death angel come, man, you're like. Sometimes come in twos and threes, you know.
Yes,
and when it comes, you know, we do know for a fact that God is still in control, man. We just have to keep that family, the McDonald's family, lifted up, you know.
Yes, sir.
Make sure, you know, that's why I be telling people, boy, you just got to love them while God allow them to be here.
Yes.
You know, because there might come a time that no man don't know the hour of time, even on that, you know. Because, you know, we could be here today and gone today, but you know I just thank God for the for his strength.
Thank you, Jim.
For his strength.
Mm-hmm.
I just thank God for his strength. Praise God.
Mm-hmm. Oh yeah, I know what you're saying, because and at times it but that loss of a mother, that's a strong hurt. But our God is able. Yeah, I can speak for when he let me feel it. But boy, I didn't think I was going to. Boy, I just, some days I feel like, man, I just didn't even want to get out of bed. But God somewhere gave strength. And man, boy, I tell you, that's a beautiful thing. So I know prayer of the righteous, but the faithless, much prayer of our brothers and sisters in Christ will give us strength.
Yeah.
And that's why we ask continually, be in prayer for those that in this time of transition and mid this time of bereavement, this time of suffering, of loss of a loved one. But he's able.
Yeah.
We will comfort each other with these words. We will comfort each other with, oh, precious memories, how they linger, how they ever flood our soul. We'll comfort each other because I know love is such a strong force. Hallelujah. It is able to comfort. Now is not the time that we put on that judgment robe, but now is the time that we put on the robe of praying, being steadfast, unmovable, praying. But now is the time that we gather together and we show comfort, deny ourselves, and let God, hallelujah, comfort those, hallelujah, comfort those, and not put our two cents in, but just give words of comfort and love. Hey, hallelujah. Mm. Comfort and love. Hallelujah. Because Solomon tells us, go not the man that's down today, but share with him his sorrows. This is me, no world. Maybe down tomorrow, but since you're up, do that Christian duty and be in prayer for those that are hurting, that are wounded, that have questions, that may need to understand. Hallelujah. We're going to look in today that God still answers prayer. Hallelujah. Mm. He still answers prayer. He's still answering prayer. I know we stopped at that third verse, but I'm going to go back up to the second verse, and I'm going to let you know. We got happy. We got happy. So we're going to go back to the things. I like to go back to things that makes me happy. I like to go back to things that give me strength so I can encourage someone. Hallelujah. That maybe someone else can gain strength. Hallelujah. There's no secret what God can do. What he's done to others, he'll do the same for you. You don't have to be envious and jealous of thy brother or thy sister, but just keep on praying, and when it's your day, when it's your time, God will speak. Hallelujah. God will show you a little mercy. God will show you a little grace. God will uplift you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. So we thank him. Hallelujah. We thank him. We thank him. We thank him. And we tell him that, Lord, I love you. Hallelujah. We're going to continue to be in prayer for that family. And even now, as we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, my Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, we come with thanksgiving upon our hearts, thanking you for your goodness, surely thanking you for your mercy. Thank you, Father God, for last night lying down and this early morning arising. Thanking you, Father God, how you have blessed us. Even you kept us from hurt, harm, and danger all day long. And then you allowed us to assemble here together this evening, this moment, this time, this hour, just to tell you thank you, to reason in your word, just to tell you thank you that we can sit down and gain strength from one another. And we tell you thank you that we can reason in that word and talk about your goodness, hallelujah, and pray for those that are maybe bereaved, that may be heartbroken, that may be confused of mind, but may need a spiritual healing. But we come, Father God, we come, we come with love, Father God, we come with thanking you for your grace and your mercy. We come thanking you for even suffering, Father God. We thank you, Father, for we know that, hallelujah, we know that when we thank you, Lord God, oh, hallelujah, for the good, and we thank you for the bad. Hallelujah. We thank you for every good thing. We thank you in season, out of season. We just tell you, Lord, thank you, and have your way, Father God, in us, with us, and through us. Well, consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for this day, Father God. Lord, we just tell you, we love you, and we thank you. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We thank you for it all. Amen. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Hold on. God is still in charge of our lives. Second Chronicles, the 7th chapter. Oh, praise the Lord. Let us just reread that first verse, second verse, and third verse, and will bring us up to date. Praise the Lord. Now, when Solomon had made an end of praying, the fire came down from heaven and consumed the burnt offerings and the sacrifices, and the glory of the Lord filled the house. And the priests could not enter into the house of the Lord because the glory of the Lord had filled the Lord's house. When all the children of Israel saw how the fire came down and the glory of the Lord upon the house, they bowed themselves with their faces to the ground upon the pavement and worship and praise the Lord, saying, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Hallelujah, hallelujah. See, God gave a gracious answer to Solomon's prayer. The mysteries of God to sinners are made known in a manner well suited to impress all who receive them. Praise the Lord. If you ever got a prayer heard from the Lord, that right there, it just gives you joy. I know it gives me joy just to know that he's heard, hallelujah, my cry, just to know that I made a connection and he is listening. Oh, it makes everything all right. It starts to increase that faith that you have, knowing, hallelujah, that you have made a connection and God is listening. And I like in that we have a Sunday school lesson. Y'all don't mind. We had a Sunday school lesson yesterday. Talked about defending our faith, and in 1 Peter mm-hmm. 3rd chapter, the 12th verse, talked about, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. His ears are open unto their prayers, but the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. Right there ought to make you happy and sad at the same time. Happy if you're doing good and sad if you're doing evil. Hallelujah. Because you're doing good, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, meaning that be not dismayed. Hallelujah. Don't feel like cast out just because you're doing right and it seems like things are failing. If you're doing what thus says the Lord, and it seems like it's not in your favor, but you can stand and be assured and be blessed to know that for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. Oh, hallelujah. And his ears are open unto your prayer. So if you're doing right, and hallelujah, it should be easy for you to say, Father, I stretch my hands to thee. There's no other help I know. If you withdraw, Father, I don't know just what I would do. But, Lord, if I got your attention, hallelujah, if I got your attention, hallelujah, see I can understand it now. If I got his attention, oh, hallelujah, I know everything is all right. Because if he's listening, hallelujah, it's good for me to tell my friends of my problems, or I can confide in someone. But if I start talking to God about my problems, the one that can do something about it, the one that can change, hallelujah, a no to a yes, or can open a door when a door is closed, this you could understand how Solomon felt after he made an end of praying, and then he started seeing the results of his prayer. And hallelujah! Then the king, and all the people offered sacrifice before the Lord. And King Solomon offered a sacrifice of 22,000 oxen and 120,000 sheep. So the king, hallelujah, and all the people dedicated the house and the priest, praise the Lord, waited on their offices. Oh, hallelujah. And the priest waited on their offices. I got to read that one more time. It tells me right here in 2 Chronicles 7 chapter, verse 6, and the priest waited.
What did he do?
On their offices.
Uh-oh.
The Levites also with instruments of music and of the Lord, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endures forever. When David praised by their instruments, oh, hallelujah, hallelujah, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all Israel stood. Well. All of Israel stood. It reminds me of Psalms 136 that tells us in that first verse, oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endureth forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of God, for his mercy and do it there. And you can keep on reading. At the end of each verse, it talks about, boy, his mercy endureth forever, even in hard trials, hard times. His mercy endureth. And when his mercy endureth, his mercy will sustain you. His mercy will keep you. His mercy will hold you. And if you're, and if you're waiting for God's instruction, hallelujah, be still and know that he is God. I like it says here how the priests waited on their offices. Oh, hallelujah, hallelujah. So I think it's in James over there. I tell you, wait on your ministry. Oh, hallelujah. Wait on your ministry. How many times, hallelujah, we may have got the call, but God says, wait. God tells us to be still, but we want to be in a hurry. But right here it tells me that the priests, they waited on their offices, the Levites with the instruments. Oh, hallelujah. I believe that was a tribe of priests. Am I right there? But they waited. Hallelujah. Levi also instruments of music of the Lord. And David, a great praiser of the Lord, because he know that his mercy endures forever. David, he wasn't perfect. But David had a repenting heart. Hallelujah. A repenting heart. Repenting heart. That he pleased God, not because he was so good, but when he found out that he would be displeasing unto the Lord, he quickly had a repentance. That's what we should gain, hallelujah, a repentance. That shows us that we care about what God feels, how God feels about something, or what he think about something, or just in case we displease him. Come here, Job. Come here, Job. When he would pray, and he would, oh, hallelujah, and he knew his kids was at a party and celebration, but he said, just in case,
yes,
oh,
sir.
Hallelujah, if by some chance they have been displeasing or they've done something wrong, he would pray for his kids. I don't care if they're out of your house. If they so-called grown, that don't mean that mom and dad should stop praying for them. Continue to pray, hallelujah. Whether you have a relationship with them or not, continue to pray, because it tells me in this good book that the prayers of the righteous availeth much. Hallelujah. Prayer is still worth. You see, after Solomon made an end of prayer, after he made an end of prayer, you've seen what happened. Hallelujah. So I tell you, this day, this moment, this hour, don't stop praying, but continue to pray. Hallelujah. He said his ears are open. Hallelujah. If you're trying to do what's right, his ears are open. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But I like it. Even his ears is open, but still he wants you to be still and know that he's God. Wait on the Lord and be of good courage. And then I say, wait. Hallelujah. The priest right here, they waited. Hallelujah. They was getting ready to praise, and they was getting ready to make the ground hollow. They was in the midst of, oh, hallelujah. Always put God in whatever you're doing. Hallelujah. And he'll direct your path. David, the king, had made to praise the Lord. David, which David the king had made to praise the Lord, because his mercy endureth, praise the Lord forever. For when David praised by his ministry, and the priests sounded trumpets before them, and all of Israel stood, praise the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. This was majestic and holiness. The people, they worship and they praise God, and made manifest himself as a consuming fire before them. Hallelujah. And they came in and they made the ground hollow. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I'm so glad about it. I hope I can paint this picture for you. And whosoever beholds with true faith, hallelujah, the Savior, praise the Lord, the Savior dying for men's sin, hallelujah, hallelujah. God Almighty, God the Creator, God the Father, hallelujah. When he opens up, hallelujah, a line of communication, that is called prayer. And when you pray unto him, See, that's a one way. But when he speaks back unto you, then we got a communication going on. See, sometimes people don't open up unto the Lord. So it's just a one-way thing. You just it's like somebody just holding the phone, and you wonder, are they there or not, because they're not seeing anything. But oh, when you can have a sunk conversation, it's a beautiful thing. The good book tells me there is a place. Where the righteous, hallelujah. In other words, if it's a place where the righteous, and if you are right, that means you have a relationship. This is why it's so important to have a relationship. You can talk to the Lord about it, hallelujah. You can go to him in prayer, and even you can pray while you're riding down the street. You can pray while you're walking in your home. You can pray while you're at work. That line of communication is open unto him, and hallelujah, and he will answer. He will answer. He will answer. He answered Solomon. He answered Moses. He answered Abraham.
Yes.
He answered Elisha. He answered Jacob.
Yes,
hallelujah. He answered Enoch. Oh, hallelujah. He will answer your prayer. He answered David. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He will answer. But what we need to do is wait. Position ourselves and wait. I hear they were all in place, and then they positioned themselves, but they waited. Hallelujah. They waited on their officers. Oh, hallelujah. They waited to sound the trumpets. They waited. Oh, hallelujah.
Yeah.
They made ready. In other words, they consecrated their minds, their hearts, and their spirits. They got ready to worship. They got ready to praise. Hallelujah. But before you praise the Lord, there's going to be some worshiping going on. There's going to be some meditating going on. There's going to be a walk before him. Hallelujah. See, because your walk is going to line up with your talk. Hallelujah. And then you can't help but lift your hand and say, thank you, Jesus, because you've been having communion with him. You've been supping with him, and he's been talking to you, and you've been meditating, you've been dreaming, you've been reading his word, and you see, before this, before we got to the sixth verse, I can't help but think back up to that first verse of fire. Came down from heaven. When the last time the fire came down into your temple? When the last time? If I would ask the question, when the last time, hallelujah, you heard from the Lord, and it was just a sweet thing. You weren't asking for nothing. Oh, hallelujah. You just wanted to, Lord, I love you. And then he starts showing you that I love you too.
Amen.
How did he show you? In other words, he does it at bereavement time. Thank you. He does it at bereavement time when you're broke, when you're wounded. God will allow Christians to come to you and pray for you. God will allow somebody to have their best interest in mind to show you God cares. He still cares. And if you can imagine, that is the Holy Spirit wrapping his arms around you and covering you in such a time like this. When you thought you couldn't make it, when you thought you couldn't, God himself steps into the business and start to show you he loves you on every hand. Once the brown tears stop falling, God starts to dry those tears with strength, with love, with compassion, with people laying everything down to come together. And in that, that's the form of worshiping God. Hallelujah. How? The reason why I say that, because God, the way God loves people, he loves people through his Christians. The best thing you can do when someone is hurting, if you can allow God to use you to bring a smile, to bring comfort to someone that's weak and wounded and feels like God don't care, and then you show them genuine love of the Father. and it gives them, and people will remember, when I was wounded, hallelujah, when I was down, you lifted me up, hallelujah.
Yes,
when others talked about me, but you showed me love. Oh, this is the Holy Spirit that got me going there. I know we're talking about Solomon. I know we're talking about the end, but can I just make it personal right now? Can I make it personal right now? When I was weak and wounded and just felt like nobody cared, God showed his love to me. Hey, how did he show his love? Through others. Hallelujah. Through the praying of the broadcast, through the praying of a Christian family, through the praying of a spouse, through the praying of a daughter, through the praying of a son-in-law, through the praying of grandchildren.
Yes.
When I was getting out of my truck, walking, getting ready to walk up to my mother's casket, I was hurting, but my grandson told me, "Papa, everything is going to be all right." Out of the mouth.
You're right.
Out of the mouth of babe. God has ordained strength. See, God's going to give you strength if you're ready to accept strength. God's going to give you strength and hope and love if you just open up your heart to it. He's there. He's there before a jot on his tail, before any of his word will be untrue. Heaven and earth, it'll pass away. That's why. Come here. Now, you know this scripture. It's a very popular scripture. Oh, hallelujah. It's so popular, they read it so much. It's so popular, but if you would not let it be a cliche unto you, but let it be in its original form, let John, the 14th chapter, the first verse say, "Let not your heart be troubled." Ye believe in God, hallelujah. Believe also in me, in my Father's house. Many mansions. If it were not, I would have told you, I go away to prepare a place.
Ain't got a lot to
you. Hallelujah. And if I go, and prepare a place for you, I will come again and see you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also. And whether I go, ye know, and the way ye know. Hallelujah. And the way you know, well, if you're going away and preparing a place, he's going to send that Holy Spirit to help you get back. And when you get back, when the Holy Spirit gets to you and you're connected with him, you'll know the way
of
the Lord. Hallelujah. You'll know
that's
the way and the way he go. And oh, hallelujah. You'll know these things. Hallelujah. You know
good.
These things. That's why it's important that we get a relationship with him. When nobody else understands, we know him that hung on a Calvary's cross, he understands. We know him that was born of a virgin, he understands. We know him that was baptized in the Jordan, he understands. He knows what no others can know. He knows what all others would do. Because he was before. But before there was a when or where, he is. I didn't say he was, but I said he is. Because he is in
that's
the present.
It.
At the beginning, he's in the present. At the middle, he's in the present. At the end, he's in the present. He's in the present time for whatever time. Hallelujah. Omnipresent. Hallelujah. So, I can understand. I can understand how Solomon said, I can understand. Oh, hallelujah. 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 And we too can understand when he answered our prayer. We too can we can understand, hallelujah, that he walks with us. He talks with us. He tells us that he is we are his very own. Hallelujah. God, he's so loved. We've heard this many times. For he so loved the world, hallelujah, world that he took on a body, that he so loved the world, he knew no sin, but he let sin be put on him. Hallelujah. You understand someone, hallelujah, that was the purest thing, hallelujah. Someone that was the purest something, hallelujah. Someone, that was almighty. Hallelujah. Almighty, all righteous, all everything. Hallelujah. the purest of the pure. Allow sin to be put upon himself that he could give us a right to the tree of life, that he could have power over death. Hallelujah. That he could have, that he come, that we might have life, that he come, that he may fulfill the hallelujah, fulfill the law, and that he may come to give some support to the prophets. Oh, hallelujah. That he may come he would, so you and I will know, and it would forever be known, that he's able, hallelujah, that he's able, that he would allow Satan to thought that he had to go in his, in the lowest form you can go in there, hallelujah, and he did that, hallelujah, and he laid in a borrowed tomb, hallelujah. He did that to us, hallelujah. But while he was in that brawl, he went down to hell and he still did it. And he preached, hallelujah, to those that were captain. Those that was in hell gave them a chin, hallelujah, hallelujah. Good God Almighty. I'm so glad about it. Then he got back in the body, and hallelujah, and raised, hallelujah. We're getting ready to celebrate it real soon. Some call it Easter. Some call it Resurrection Sunday. But we know, hallelujah, that he got up, hallelujah, that he got up with all power, hallelujah.
Yeah.
So in his hand, in his hand. And this is whom we trust, hope, and depend. And this is whom we talk to when things are heavy, when we feel like we can't bear this load. This is the one that allowed the personal relationship with us. Hallelujah. So this is whom we talked about. Hallelujah. This is whom Solomon prayed to. Hallelujah. Moreover, Solomon hallowed the middle of the court that was before all the house of the Lord. For there he offered burnt offerings and the fat of the peace offerings, because the basin of all altar which Solomon had made was not able to receive the burnt offering and the meat offering and the fat. Hallelujah. Can't no house contain him. Hallelujah. Ain't no altar big enough for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
All right.
Hallelujah. The ground had to be hollowed in the middle of the court. If you're going to build a building of to the Lord, the ground has to be hollowed out. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Because what you don't understand and realize, a firm foundation is when to go in there. A firm foundation, be able to stand at just like the cross. The cross in its original form, it stands on a hill that we call Calvary, and it goes down to hell and busted wide open. The right arms of the cross extended to the beginning, and the left hand of the cross reaches into eternity, and the top of the cross reaches up to heaven for help. Somebody walk with me now. This is why the ground needs to be hollow, for a firm foundation will sit up on it. Hallelujah. See, also at that time Solomon kept the feast 7 days, and all Israel with him, and a very great congregation from the entering in of Hamath unto the river of Egypt. 7 days. Something about that seven, that complete number, 7 days. Hallelujah. 7 days, hallelujah, 7 days. Oh, hallelujah, 7 days of the feast, hallelujah. And all Israel with him, hallelujah, hallelujah. Can we offer the Lord a sacrifice? God, more than burnt offerings, what do God want us to offer unto him? He wants you to offer your heart to him, that you will allow God to open up your heart unto him, that he may come in, that just like the fire fell, he wants the fire to fall in each and every one of us. He wants his Holy Spirit, his Holy Word, to be so rooted down within our heart that it would might not sin again. And when we would dare even sin or fall short of even sin, we would quickly repent, because our own heart would start to attack us, because his Word is in there, because his love is in, man. We can't even stand ourselves. And we plead for God, please help me, please forgive me. That's why you forgive when you don't want to. That's why that's why you'll be angry for a moment, but it's only for a moment. If you find yourself wanting to forgive, wanting to repair, wanting to restore, wanting to make peace, because the fruits are down in your heart now. Hey, Holly, they're in the heart. These are the answers of sorrow. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Oh, praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just had to celebrate. I got a little happy. God's house in his own. Oh, those who begin with the service of God are likely to go on successfully in their own affairs. The house of God is, and the most precious house of God, listen, the most precious house of God, it's not that building that we go to, but the most precious house of God is your body. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Let him in now. Let the most precious house, the most, oh, hallelujah, the most, the he didn't die for the building, but he died for the temple. He died for the temple, that enhouses his Holy Spirit. Surely, we are trying to be consecrated to that building that he gave us that we go to and we worship, but more so, these bodies of ours is what he really want us to consider,
yeah.
Hearts of ours. Oh, Holly, this is what he wants to fill us. Oh, but it was Solomon's praise that what he undertook when he went. Ooh, hallelujah. But I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. He died. And he rose. I'm glad about it. I'm glad about it. He still asks in prayer. You want to offer up a prayer today. He's still asking. Oh, hallelujah. He's still asking it. Hey, if you have a prayer on your heart, he's listening. I read to you where it says, for the eyes of the Lord in First Peter, the third chapter, the 12th verse, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. hey, if you're trying to be right, I didn't say perfect, but if you're trying to be right, hallelujah. And the reason why you're not perfect, because we strive to perfection, but there's one that is perfect, but if we hold on to him, we'll find ourselves being more perfect than more unperfect. Hey, because we're going to find ourselves being Christ-like. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. So just like he blessed Solomon, he'll bless you too. just like they prepared for this house, hallelujah. But I want you to prepare your house for the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. Not the place where you preside in, not that building, but you can do that building as well. But I'm talking about the building, the temple that has flesh. I'm talking about the building, the temple that has blood, bone, heartbeat, lungs. I'm talking about the temple that has veins. Holly, I'm talking about the temple that's 70 to 85% water. I'm talking about the temple. Hallelujah. That can love. Oh, hallelujah. Some might not have sight, but they can love. Some might not have ears, but they can love. Some might not have, hallelujah. Might not have smell, but they can love. Hallelujah. Some might can't talk, but they can make signs. Hallelujah. Hear ye the word of the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for this house, this gathering, this moment. We tell him thank you. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I pray that something's been said, has been done. Hallelujah. Oh, some way we have shown love. Hallelujah. In this moment, in this time, in this hour. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. But God is here. And he's still answering prayer. Just call him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Oh, we're praying for you, McDonald family. Hallelujah. Yes. It is no secret what God can do. Hallelujah. 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 Like a ship that's tossed and driven, battered by an angel. Hallelujah. When the life are raging, and I look and I wonder what I have done to make this race so hard to win. Oh, but I say to myself, don't worry, the Lord will make a way somehow. I'll tell you, Bereaved family, the Lord will. He'll make a way. Hallelujah. Even in your hurting and your pain and the wound is so fresh. Oh, hallelujah. The Lord will. Make a way. I can be happy. Oh, hallelujah, knowing that the Lord got it. And when the weight is on my shoulder too heavy, I cannot bear. I look unto someone that has all strength. See, Rem Bryan and myself, or Rem Weaver, we may be up one day and down the next, but we know somebody that's always up. Hallelujah. We know somebody that we can always lean upon that help us in our trials and our tribulation in our valley, what we call valley experience. What's a valley experience? I tell you what a valley experience is. A valley experience, when you're going smooth, you feel like you're down in the valley, but what people don't realize, down in the valley, it's nourishment, it's vegetables, it's things you can eat off of. To your right, it's a mountain. To your left, it's a mountain. Hallelujah. And we ask the Lord, don't move the mountains that are there, but give us strength to go through, hallelujah, through those barren lands, those valleys. Give us strength. And when we are strong, hallelujah, when we are strong, hallelujah, we'll remember time that when we wasn't strong, and help us look back, and it gives us faith. It builds our faith. It helps us get stronger. Hallelujah. You take lifting weights. You will never get nowhere if you don't put on nothing heavier. Hallelujah. See, the adversary thought he was doing us a disservice, but as he gives us trials and tribulations, and the more we call upon the Lord, we start to get stronger.
Yes.
The more we call upon the Lord, and he takes us through, and we're able to go over through the troubled waters. Hallelujah. What he don't realize, it helps us remember back that the same God that brought me over last time, he's able to take me over again. Then that increases our faith, and it helps us that we're stronger than we ever was before. Well, God bless you.
Okay.
God keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you,
that's pretty good.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Brother,
ran through a little bit. Praise the Lord.
Brother.
I thank the Lord.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord.
Awesome job.
Thank you, Jesus. Yeah. Praise the Lord. God bless you. Thank you for your prayer.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Every time I think about this, what we're trying to do is keep this prayer thing going. And
every time
you think, you do something, you think you might be too long in it. But, boy, you find out you just can't be God-given.
That's it.
Or you might get there later on. You just can't keep God-given, man.
Not at all.
People probably hear that at church by oftentimes, but then I take that a little farther than that. The more you can't be God given.
Mm-hmm.
No matter how hard you try.
That's it.
Good job, man.
God bless you, man.
Thank you for your prayers.
Amen. Yes, sir.
Awesome word.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord.
Bless you.
Yeah.
That's right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Yeah. He's that fourth man in the fire, right? That's what you're trying to tell
me. Yes, sir.
Yes,
sir.
Yes, he is.
That's why you trust.
That's why I trust.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord.
That's beautiful, man.
Thank you.
I mean, you know, we got a point of the service, man. You know, anybody that needs prayer, anybody needs encouragement,
anybody, something was said you didn't understand, you know, or something you want to say, I'll thank God for the word for the day, you know. There go the one button.
Yes, sir.
We're glad to always hear from someone. You know, thank God for the strength he gave Reverend to get that message out, you know. Thank you for that.
Amen.
You know,
thank you,
Amen. We're often praying for the McDonald family, you know. Praying you know, because that fire you talking about, it came down. Solomon, that present, that's how they look at it back then. They look at it back then, that was a present of God, you know.
Yes, sir.
And that fire was a present of God. You know, he could do it. You told us right, Reverend. About we are that temple.
Yes, sir.
That's beautiful.
Yeah, he put it in our heart. I like that.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah. That's right. Thank you,
My brothers.
God bless you. Yes, sir.
Amen. Hey, I had to thank myself first before I could come in and tell God thank you. Real enough, truly, you guys have heard me say it before. Here, where I'm from, big city of Chicago, when they preach like that, they did his hair down today. And Ref have truly laid his hair down today. Sometimes we'll say he went on about his business today. Ref went on about his business today. And I truly, not only did I enjoy the word, I enjoyed the opening, I enjoyed the closing. And when Ref got to the closing, he says something to Reverend Aaron. And you're closing, he says something, Reverend Aaron. He said, the Lord will make a way. Somebody. And the Lord took away somebody. I was sitting here enjoying the word. And when I heard him say the Lord took away somebody, my eyes got a little red on me. I saw a few tears fall. Because I know that I know that I know God will truly make a way. Somehow. He'll make a way. And I just want to tell my brothers, keep on keeping on. Because the Lord called you home. Keep on keeping on doing the works of my Father. In the name of Jesus. The Lord will make a way. Somehow. He will.
Thank you.
I was really doing good till he got there. When he said the Lord will make a way. Somehow.
Yes, sir.
When you've been through some trials and tribulations and you've had some ups and downs in your life, then you can truly say the Lord will make a way somehow. I enjoyed myself today. I enjoyed the word today.
Amen.
In the name of Jesus. I thank you. I ask the Lord to continue to bless you, my brothers. Continue to bless the service. Thank you, Jesus. Yes, Lord. He'll make a way.
Yes, sir.
He'll make a way. He said, I know you will. A fool.
Thank you.
Well, when you know God for yourself, you know it for yourself,
you'll make a way somehow.
I love that. I enjoyed that today.
I would often say this, Brother D, because I know we got to get off, right? But I often say this, if you can sit in God's service, I say God's service. You came the same way you came, you leave the same way, I beg you different. You put anything on the
table. Yes, sir.
I believe you was a good spectator. A Boy, if you came with some things in your heart, you know, after God's been speaking, and you didn't want to release it, it won't be because the word won't talk or preach. It'd be because of the condition of the heart. That's why we often say this here. Time is getting so short, man. It's really getting short, you know. We don't have the time like some of us know that we used to have, you know.
That's it.
I tell you now, get to know him, man. Get to know him. Yeah, get to know him. I still believe it's hope. It's hope. If you don't know him, it's hope. Don't leave. If you know him and you messed up, get back on up. And keep on starting this Christian journey. Yeah, just keep on pushing.
You know,
be all right. Because he died for it.
You want to hear something crazy, my brother? I've got to go over here and give him God's word today. I get him a 5-minute session. But if I could just tie the show in and bring it back out, Brother Dog is playing God is still in charge right now. In the name of Jesus.
Yeah, that's rhythm.
Yes,
that's rhythm. Yeah, that's what we just played. Yeah.
Amen. You're in charge.
It's already tied in because of the Spirit. When it's time when the Spirit wants to be used, you know. I just thank God, man. We beautiful lesson, Reverend. Beautiful job. God uses it. And we often say this. We really often say this. We really ask, you know, tell somebody, you know, come on board. Come in fellowship with us, you know. You know, we're just a family over here. We love each other.
Mm-hmm.
We love telling God's word, you know. And we don't water it down because we love you. We still got to tell the truth now.
Yes, sir.
We still got to tell the truth now. Say, was it tell the truth, shame the devil? And that ain't go right.
Mm-hmm.
So we try our best to get out of God's way and let him use us. And that's what happened real tonight. God bless him and God keep him. And this speed always be there, you know. And we often say this. If be God's will for us to be back here on Thursday. On Thursday, man.
Yeah.
We'll be back, you know.
Amen.
We'll be back, and I'm telling you, and we're coming in with the Spirit of God because we believe, I still believe with Solomon, the fire fell down. That fire been down. It's been down our heart for years now. It walked with us. It talked with us, like I said. And it walked us. Even in time, see, it's easy to lift up your voice when there ain't nothing going on. It's easy.
All right.
I love the Lord then. You really love the Lord when you got trials after trials, temptation after temptation. Can you really say, I love the Lord? This is the hour we're in right now. So we don't want to leave it, not telling you. If God love you, but let me tell you something. He wants you to love him too.
Amen.
You love God.
Amen.
Love one another. Love one another. Yeah, show compassion, you know. Even if you've been hurt, give it to God. Because we hurt God all the time. All the time we hurt him. Try that for a minute. But I want to tell you this.
Yes, sir.
Again, if it be God's will, you know, if it be Reverend Mike, you got something before we go?
Just blessing to hear this word, blessing to be in the Spirit. Yet another opportunity to hear what thus says the Lord. I look at it as every opportunity we get to just fellowship with one another and get that word out and share that word with others because somebody might not have heard it. So it's just like one wise reverend that I heard, he said, you got to put that word out in a convincing manner so that people will believe it. But how are they going to hear it if it's not being spoken, if the word is not being preached? Hallelujah. God bless you.
Watch it.
Amen.
Oh, I tell you what, that's some good eating there, Reverend.
Yes, sir.
Can't you get on fire?
Praise the Lord.
Reverend, you know, you got it, man. It's in your hand, man. How you want to do it, man?
Praise the Lord.
How you want to do it?
Oh, man. Just thank God. thank God for his goodness, his mercy, his grace. Thanking for the scripture, he allowed it to be penned that his mercy endureth. You know, his mercy, it's going to endure with you. His mercy going to look beyond your faults and see what your needs is. His mercy. though we deserve justice, but his mercy is going to be that enduring. Besides of what you deserve, desire what others think that you should get, but his mercy is going to be there in doing, and in that is going to be mixed with love and comfort that you'll be able, that when you do get chastised, you'll be able to stand it, because he's going to give you strength. First, he's going to quit you. You know, he chastised those whom he loved, but as a loving father, he's not going to let you be destroyed. As a loving father, he chastises, but he also going to give love there, because his mercy is going to be there. Even in chastising, his mercy endureth. Hallelujah forever. So we just thank him. We thank him for his mercy. Because if justice would prevail, we'd be in our place a long time ago. But through his mercy and his grace, he looked beyond our faults and saw our needs. What we needed was more him. We needed more of him. Well, I'm so glad he didn't give up on me until I was able to sin, until I was able to make a choice, to make Jesus my choice. His mercy was there.
when I was out of safety,
his mercy was there. when I was had my heart wasn't right, his mercy was there.
It endures, and it's still enduring.
So we just
do it forever.
We thank him. Good word, grace. Hallelujah. His mercy. Hallelujah. Thank you, my. Thank you. Thank you for all of you that turned aside and just came and made the service be just what God had it to be. We thank you for every listening ear, every prayer that went up, every one that considered. Hallelujah, God, we thank you. Hallelujah. We continue to ask in prayer and strength and comfort for the bereaved family, the McDonald family, that Lord, God would keep them. Hallelujah, that he would hold them. Hallelujah, that even give Brother Joe strength. He just had a bereavement of his sister, but we're still praying on that as well. And now, mother-in-law, we're still in prayer. We send our love to you. Hallelujah. We're sending prayers your way. We're sending warm thoughts, kind thoughts that your way. But the same God that helped me, that strengthened me, I pray his strength and his help upon you and your family. The same God that holds me, gives me strength when I'm weak. The same God. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
The same God when it feels like nobody cares. The same one that comes to me and hallelujah and let you know that I love you. Regardless of what others say, I love you. That's the same one. Hey, the same one. Thank God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you. So we just thank God. We just thank God. We are in prayer for everyone, each and every. See, one good thing about it, if we all pray for each other, we'll have time enough to put on that robe of self-righteousness. But if we all pray for one another, we don't have the time to put on the robe of pointing the finger. If we all praying and hoping for the success of each other and letting love abide, we don't have no room for hatred and jealousy and envy to come on in the room. If we all praying and hoping that God will cover us, keep us, and hold us and protect us until we meet again, we don't have time for that other stuff. We continue to concentrate on love, joy, peace, happiness, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Galatians 5:22-23. Those you know, Say the fruit. You know, acquaint yourself with them. Say the fruit. That's the evidence that your Holy Ghost is there. You know, if you find yourself loving when the other things you should be hating, that's evidence. You find yourself having joy, hallelujah, when others are troubled. That's the evidence. If you find yourself being patient where everybody else think you ought to be in a hurry, find yourself being kind when everybody else being good. Find yourself being goodness, faithfulness, faithfulness, and just want to go, hallelujah. Faithful to the word of God, faithful to righteousness, faithful to want to be obedient, faithful to want to be still and know that he's God, faithful to humbleness, faithfulness to self-control. You find yourself. Those are the evidence that is spirit, that is spirit, and we ask that his spirit rest, rule, and abide with you. Henceforth, now, and forevermore. It's called a benediction until we meet again. Let every saved soul save a soul. And he that winneth soul is wise. This is what they used to teach us when we, in the Baptist, they call it BTU, Baptist Trade Union, long, long time ago. Hey, my friend, have you seen First Thessalonians 2:15-5:22? They will tell you just what to do. Read the Bible, study the Bible, learn the Bible. So when the solemn truth is told, you surely know. So we thank you. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit.
All right.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord, for your spirit. Thank you, Lord. See, I tell you, the more we tell him thank you, the more we tell him thank you, our minds start to remember why we telling him thank you. See, the more you tell God thank you, and the more you encourage someone, the more you will remember why you're telling him thank you. The more he'll start let you remember what he done for you. He'll start let you remember things you may have forgot. So many blessings. We are covered with so many blessings. We done forgot. Hallelujah. We done forgot how many ways he done made. We done forgot. We done forgot how many times he healed us. Hey, we done forgot how many times he done set us free. We done forgot dangers calling. I still remember, Brother D, when you're riding in the truck. I still remember when you eased over to the left lane, you had to blow at it, and you had to blow. But God helped you. He gave you the knowledge of all of these things. And danger. I still remember. We need to remember what God has done. What he will encourage us, what he will do.
I still remember
his goodness, his mercy, and I still remember. God bless you.
It is due as well.
And they overcome by the blood and the word of that testimony. And they see, the scripture says we overcome no matter what you're going through. The scripture, the book says you overcome. You're going to be able to tell somebody, I overcame. Because he's going to give you a testimony. He's going to give you a testimony to tell it. And that testimony, nobody can untest it.
That's testimony.
Hallelujah. His truth endures. His truth endures. Hallelujah. God bless you. God bless you. Let me stop. God bless you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for all these loved ones, all these gathering, all these praying. Hallelujah. That we may hear from you continuously. Thank you, Lord. We tell God. Thank you. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, we come with truly with thanksgiving upon our hearts. Thank you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy that endures over and over again. Thank you, Lord, for how you are continually, Father God, even in this perilous time, and that time that are trying men's soul, Father God, when the right is wrong and wrong is right, Father, we bless us to stand, hallelujah, to stand on these promises, to stand on your holy word, to not stray, not turn back, but ever come closer to you. In the name of Jesus, we thank you, Lord, and we love you. Continue prayers on the bereaved families, each and every one. You know them all, Father God. Take care of the special needs of your people in the name of Jesus. each and every one, every family that's represented here, even in this broadcast, every listening ear, hold that family, keep that family, your protection of arms all around them, keep us safe, Father God, till we can meet again and tell of your goodness once again, and tell of your mercy once again, and tell of your love once again, and tell of your salvation once again, and tell of your healing once again, and tell of your goodness once again, that you, how you have made these vessels something that you would be pleased with once again. In the name of Jesus, we pray and we thank you for it. Thank you for the message, the messenger, and all those that came and played a part. Thank you for the prayers, Father God.
Yellow.
Thank you for answering prayer. Thank you for hearing prayer. Thank you, even Father God, we know that you're going to give strength. So you're just that good. We thank you for your strength that you're giving. Hallelujah. Thank you for that heart that you're healing. In the name of Jesus, thank you for that burden that you're bearing. Oh, Father God, thank you, Father God, for troubles that you're easing. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for your mercy as it endures. In Jesus' name, we pray, and we thank you for it, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. 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 Thank you, Jesus.
Oh,
we're
going to have church anyhow.
Thank you.
You, but I called them.